joining the conversation this morning. He's the Christmas Kettle Campaign Coordinator. It's his first year taking on this huge responsibility. Let's welcome Richard Smith to Mix 97. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Welcome to the show, Richard.
Thank you.
So it's your first year as the campaign coordinator with the Christmas Kettle Campaign for the Salvation Army. And lo and behold, you're dealing with a postal strike.
Yes.
Wow.
Not the greatest time to, to happen.
So tell us about the letter campaign with the postal strike, just the effects it's having on the campaign this year.
Okay, well, our total goal for this year is $365,000. We have, sitting at the church, because of the postal strike, our mail campaign, we have 33,000 letters sitting in limbo. Of that 365,000, a good portion comes from the letter campaign.
Yeah.
So the word I'm trying to get out is, for the people who regularly donate to us, you can still do that. You can drop a check off at the church. You can drop a check in the kettle. They'll fill out an envelope for you, so you will get a tax receipt. Nothing's changed that way other than we have no mail coming to the church.
Our guest is Richard Smith. He is the Salvation Army coordinator this year for the Christmas Kettle Campaign. I've noticed people out already with the kettles, and you have the Interact now as well where you can make a donation, because some would say, oh, I don't have any money on me. But if they have their Interact card, they can just make a donation that way now too.
Yes, it's been a couple of years now that we've had that, and it really helps. It does. Every cent that's donated to the kettles stays in Belleville. Mm-hmm. Nothing goes anywhere else. We don't have extraordinary salaries for our executives because we don't really have that many executives.
Mm-hmm. And you're looking for volunteers, Richard. It's a two-hour
shift.
Yeah.
Correct. And the easiest way to volunteer is you can go on to our website, the Belleville Salvation Army, and there's a sign-up sheet right there. You can see all the slots that are available, and you can pick your own slot, or you can call the church at 613-968-6834, and we'll do it for the people that don't have access to a computer.
Yeah, I'm just up here on the sign-up sheet, and I just see you've got tons of locations here, Coyne Mall, Metro.
Yeah.
How many are there?
By Monday, we should have 13 different locations. Monday, the liquor stores come online, which is, we have a contract with them, and that's when we're allowed to start there.
So some notes here from our conversation with Mr. Smith. 33,000 letters not being sent out because of the postal strike. The goal this year, $365,000, and you need volunteers. Where can people track you down, Mr. Smith?
Well, they can track me down at the church with 968-6834. I'm extension 35. I would give you my cell number, but we're really having a problem with the voicemail. It's locked me out, so at the present, you're going to hear that my voicemail is full.
Okay.
But I try to return all calls. That's at 613-661-3215.
Well, we'll make sure people can just go to the website and volunteer.
That's the easiest way, Sean, or they can call the church.
And, folks, I wanted to share some of the other numbers as well. The work that the Salvation Army here in Belleville, with 130 people that are part of the organization, roughly on a weekend, there's 120 people will, go to the services that you offer. But every week in Belleville, 1,200 people are fed through the work of the Salvation Army and the volunteers and people that make donations. That's an amazing number.
It is, Sean, and it has gone up in the last year. we have a food truck, we'll call it that to make it easy. It goes downtown 5 days a week to our old location. On average, we're feeding about 160, 170 people there. Not all homeless people. Some people have that in their mind. We have lots of families, seniors that come to the truck to get their supper. Now, since we have our new location, well, not our new location, but our addition on our church, we have a dining room, which is also open 5 nights a week, from 4:30 till 6, and anybody can come for a free supper there.
Well, Salvation Army, guardian angels for our community. Well done. You're going to hit that goal. Mixed Nation will reach out to you, and I want to get this in. Richard and his wife, Beth, were with Mix 97 and CA Travel last year in the Dominican Republic. He came on the beach party. We had a chance to meet.
Yes.
And congratulations. It was your 25th wedding anniversary last year.
It was. And we'll be spending our 26th with you this year in Costa Rica.
All right. Thank
That's
you.
Lovely.
Thanks, Richard. Have a great day.
You too, John and Marion.